It seems like a good idea until I'm standing at the bus stop in front of school as a blizzard rips through the county. The wind chill must be 20 below, and I don't have a hat or mittens. I try keeping my back to the wind, but my rear end freezes. Facing it is impossible. The snow blows up under my eyelids and fills my ears. That's why I don't hear the car pull up next to me. When the horn blows, I nearly jump out of my skin. It's Mr. Freeman. Need a ride? Mr. Freeman's car shocks me. It is a blue Volvo, a safe Swedish box. I had him figured for an old VW bus. It is clean. I had visions of art supplies, posters, and rotting fruit everywhere. When I get in, classical music plays quietly. Will wonders never cease? He says dropping me off in the city is only a little out of his way. He'd love to meet my mother. My eyes widen in fear. Maybe not, he says. I brush the melting snow from my head and hold my hands in front of the heating vent. He turns the fan up full blast. As I thaw, I count the mileage markers on the side of the road, keeping an eye out for interesting roadkill. We get a lot of dead deer in the suburbs. Sometimes poor people take the venison for their winter's meat, but most of the time the carcasses rot until their skin hangs like ribbons over their bones. We head west to the big city. You did a good job with that cubist sketch, he says. I don't know what to say. We pass a dead dog. It doesn't have a collar. I'm seeing a lot of growth in your work. You are learning more than you know.